You're listening to the audio production of Systematic Theology, Part 1, An Introduction to Biblical Doctrine by Wayne Grudem, published by Zondervan and read by Tom Parks. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit www.harperchristianaudio.com. This book is dedicated to 8 people whom God sovereignly brought into my life. Arden and Jean Grudem, my parents, who taught me to believe the Bible, to trust in God, and to speak and write clearly. A. Kenneth Ham, my Baptist pastor, who awakened in me a love for systematic theology by teaching a class on Christian doctrine when I was 13 years old, and who taught me by example to believe every word of Scripture. Edmund Clowney, John Frame, and Vern Poythress, Westminster Seminary professors and friends, who influenced my theological understanding more than anyone else, and who taught me Reformed theology in humble submission to every word of Scripture. And Harold Bredesen and John Wimber, pastors and friends, who, more than anyone else, taught me about the power and work of the Holy Spirit. Preface to the Second Edition. I am grateful to God that He has allowed the first edition of this book to have such widespread use. People have often told me that reading this book strengthened their spiritual life and walk with God, deepened their faith, and significantly increased their understanding of the teachings of the Bible. The changes in this edition mainly consist of additional material. 1. Completely updated bibliographies. 2. All Scripture quotations changed from Revised Standard Version to English Standard Version. 3. New sections on the differences between evangelical Protestant theology and Protestant theological liberalism, additional note to Chapter 4, Mormonism, additional note to Chapter 14, and Roman Catholicism, additional note to Chapter 45, with extensive quotations from the 1997 edition of Catechism of the Catholic Church. 4. Additional discussion of specific problem verses for biblical inerrancy, Chapter 5. 5. A completely revised, stronger chapter on the clarity of Scripture, Chapter 6. 6. Updated sections on God's atemporal eternity, Chapter 11. The relationship of the Son to the Father in the Trinity, Chapter 14. Seeker-sensitive churches, Chapter 44. The role of women in the church, Chapter 47. Contemporary worship music, Chapter 51. And miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit, Chapters 52 and 53. 7. A more extensive critique of open theism, Chapter 12. 8. A completely revised, stronger chapter on creation and evolution, including recent evidence for intelligent design, a longer critique of theistic evolution, and a summary of recent evidence regarding the age of the earth, Chapter 15. 9. A new discussion and critique of middle knowledge, or Molinism, Chapter 16. 10. A reply to recent criticisms of the penal substitutionary view of the atonement, Chapter 27. 11. An extensive discussion of free grace theology, Chapter 35. 12. A critique of the new perspective on Paul and its view of justification, Chapter 36. 13. A critique of the preterist view that Christ has already returned in AD 70. Chapter 54. 14. Indexing of topics covered in 21 new systematic theology texts, including new translations of older texts by Tureton and Voss that have been published since 1993. 15. Numerous smaller modifications that have been prompted by letters and emails from people around the world, and by interaction with the many wonderful, insightful students as I have taught through this material over the last 26 years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?